请大家默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。接下来时间我们要到十二点半哈。
Our next session goes until 12:30.
那么这一段时间里头
，And in this session，
我要介绍第二个部分就是图像的七个比方哈。
I'd like to go into the next topic, which is seven images of the church.
因为要记不是只有诸位连我自己写过的人。再回来看呢，有时候也都会记不起来的。
So for myself and also for those who may have read this material before, sometimes it's hard for them to remember these seven analogies.
有几本书我自己写了之后，再回去读的时候，发现我当时怎么会这样想。
Even for myself, when I go back to my old writings, I may question, how come I wrote it this way back then?
那这个疑问呢？在我心中已经将近了一年多。
So I've had a question for about a year.
那曾经有一个弟兄听我这样在讲。
And one time there was a brother who was listening to me speak.
那个不是你的东西啊。
And he said, "Oh, you wrote that because that wasn't your original material."
那是主耶稣给你的，怎么你会懂呢？
That was supplied to you by the Lord Jesus Christ. So how can you understand it?
很多弟兄姐妹认为说这个书我写的，所以我根本不用看书就可以讲啊。
Some brothers and sisters may think, you don't need to look at your own book in order to speak about this topic.
其实不是这样的。
But the truth is that I don't need to do this.
今天你在台下听我讲，我在台上也是听自己讲，也是在学。
The truth is I do need to refer to my book. I am also using the book up here. I'm also learning with you.
我们当然期待。神给我们更多的属灵的智慧。
Of course, we have great expectations that God can give us more revelation.
但是人的智慧是非常有限的。
But human wisdom is very limited.
今天写这么多的字，其实能够记起来的不多。
I may have written many words, but I cannot remember all of them.
那这些呢，都会成为我们教会的属灵的智慧财产。
But they can beSpiritual treasures for our church in the future.
所以我个人都是尽量讲，多讲三次五次讲呢，自己还可以慢慢这样记下来。
So I also like to speak about this so that I can remember it better for myself too.
那保罗他会了解这些道理。
Now Paul could understand these truths.
我们从他的书信当中。可以看出他的得到启示好多了，非常多。
And we can see from what he wrote that he had much revelation.
除了大马色的经历，就是《使徒行传》记载三次之外
，Apart from his Damascus experience, of course, this is recorded in three places in the Book of Acts.
跟这次所得启示有关的资料，也分布在他的书信当中。
We also see that he had other revelations that are scattered inside his epistles.
其实这个也是我很想写的东西啊。
And these are things that I would like to write about too.
他提到几个地方提到启示的时候。
In all these various locations when he talks about revelation.
都有它的内容的。
It all has its content.
像加太书的第一章翻开来看我们熟的一个地方。
For example, if we go to a familiar passage in Galatians 1.
一章的十二节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 12.
加太书一章十二节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 12.
说因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。到十五节。
Let's jump to verse 15.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来，又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他十六节。
Verse 16.
既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属邪气的人商量。这条提到启示的问题了。
Here again mentions the revelations that Paul received.
这一段呢，很多的学派、很多教派都想亮光，还是讲亮光。
A lot of scholars like to interpret this as the light.
因为这是引用大马色的经历。
Because they think back to the experience Paul had in Damascus.
神用光照他。
That God shone a bright light on him.
诸位，你如果有兴趣的话。
And so if you are interested,
你可以看那三次启示。那使徒行传的九章、二十二章、二十六章。
You can refer back to three accounts of this incident in Acts chapter 9, 22 and 26.
他在讲亮光不一样的。
And each time it's mentioned, the light is described differently.
那三次的亮光是一次比一次强的。
It seems like each time the light is mentioned, the light is described as stronger and stronger.
那可以表示说呢，保罗他对这个启示那个感受度越来越强。
And you can say that it's because Paul, was really,
对教会来讲，他说四面的光。
That Paul was increasingly moved by this experience that he had with the light.
对犹太，对那些控诉他的犹太人，就在官长面前。
The first time it's recorded is just a historical writing by Luke, and then the second passage is when.Paul was addressing the Jerusalem mob.
到第三次在君王面前。
The third time was when he was testifying before kings.
那种叙述方法都不一样的。
So the way that he described it each time was different.
所以呢，他讲的时候亮光越讲越强。
So every time the light is described, it seemed like it was more and more vivid.
所以很多的这些牧长啊，外交的牧长，他们传道在解释这一段的时候都讲啊，其实就是亮光这样来的。
So a lot of pastors from other denominations like to associate light with revelation.
所以他跟我们讲话的时候啊，神给我的亮光，神给我的亮光，这是讲启示啊。
And so sometimes people may also say, "Oh, I've been enlightened," and this, of course, is the saying that I received the revelation.
这个跟使徒行传第九章有关系，加太书这一段。
This also is so. This is related to Galatians 1.
我们昨天也看到哥林多后书的地方。
Yesterday, we also looked into 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书十二章。
On chapter 12.
从第一节可以看到。
From verse 1 and onward.
又是跟启示有关系。
We see also Paul's received revelation.
所以我们可以这样下一个结论。
So we can make a conclusion.
大马色的经历呢，塑造了一个宣教的这个传奇人物啊。
The Damascus experience created a worker for evangelism in Paul.
他是在母腹当中就被拣选的。
And Paul describes himself that he was chosen in his mother's womb.
这种工作前面的那些使徒做不来的。
And this type of description was not possible from the other 12 apostles.
那些使徒，他们领受从耶稣基督来的。
The 12 apostles received directly
保罗领受
in their life with Jesus Christ.
保罗领受也是从基督来的。
Of course, Paul also received directly from Jesus Christ.
但是以十字架成全分两段。
But it was, you can say that the cross divides this into two periods.
因为这些使徒在领受的时候必须面对面看到神，耶稣基督，听到耶稣基督讲话。
Because before the cross, the apostles were speaking to Jesus Christ face to face in the flesh.
我们不能说那层次比较低了，不能这样讲。
Of course, we can't say that this is of lower quality.
但是对这些使徒来讲，他们这样领受比较容易了解。
But for these particular apostles, this was the best way for them to.Understand the truths from Jesus Christ.
但是保罗不是啊，他扫罗啊，他是大学者啊，他是法利赛人啊。
But for Paul, it was completely different. He was a great scholar. He was a Pharisee.
以这么一个学问啊，地位这么高的，那个逻辑、概念、思想都是超越的啊。
For one with such a high education and high reasoning skills,
举个例子来讲。
This was not possible. So let's give an example.
常常一件神迹奇事会让一般人很容易就接受道理。
Sometimes a miracle itself may be an obstacle for people to receive the faith.
可是有时候那种高教育者他会一直怀疑说 真的什么？真的这样吗？他就会逻辑感就比较不一样了。
On the other hand, sometimes the same miracle can cause someone to have faith. But for the same miracle, scholars may start to question, how can this be? Is it really so?
他就必须花很多精神去思考，到最后才决定说要接受不接受的。
And he may spend a lot of time to investigate and then finally decide whether he wants to accept it or not.
主耶稣直接启示保罗，非信不可。
But for Paul, Jesus Christ directly revealed himself to him, so it is impossible for him to reject this.
所以在那书信当中就可以看到启示对保罗的重要。
So throughout his letters, we see.The importance of revelation in his life.
那么以所述这里头这些图像啊。
Now, the images within the book of Ephesians.
它的基础是教会。
The foundation, of course, rests on the church.
七个，如果按照我们教材这样全部讲完的话，我看三四个小时都讲不完。
If we were to go into detail with these seven analogies, perhaps we would not finish in 4 hours.
但我是有个期待的哈。如果诸位你看得懂中文的话，你还是买一本书来看一看。是推销书哦，不再推销的啊。
And if you are have the time and are interested, of course you can buy a book.
那么至少哈，
to read it through yourself.
是要同情一下陈传道，花了4年时间来写这本书了。
And, and of course, have some mercy because I did spend a few years to write this.
我也是用电脑一个字一个字直接这样 key in 上去的。
I also
不再写稿子了，我可以不用看稿子，就是直接这样直接 key in 上去。
I also manually typed this out myself.
那又为了这个教育论跟这个圣灵论的问题啊。
This is of course to address the doctrine of the church and doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
又进去磨了两年啊，两年的研究所的课程啊。很痛苦啊
！And also, this includes 2 years of studies in the graduate program.
不过这是一个使命感啊，神既然这样用我们呢，我们这是一个恩典啊，就是观念而已啦。
But I do have this sense of mission. I do understand that God is.
那我用不是很长的时间大概一个多小两个小时的时间来介绍这七个图像。
And I would like just to.I guess briefly introduce these seven analogies.
那诸位，您手上拿到的那个讲义
，for the handout that you have in your hands.
我就写它的标题而已。
I only wrote the topics of the titles of these analogies.
那往下来讲的时候，我会找一下圣经给我们看在什么地方。
And in the next hour, I will show you where these Bible passages are.
那首先呢，要问诸位一下哈，我说。这个在华人世界当中最出名的三个这个国画大师啊，我已经介绍过了，写画国画的大师啊。
So, let me ask you a question. I already introduced to you, yesterday about three great, artists, Chinese artists.
第一位呢是大千藏啊，张大千大师哈。
And one is a Mr. Chang.
他只要拿一笔那个毛笔这样一笔画下去，价值台币1000万。
Even one stroke of his brush, and he sells it. It would cost over $1 million Taiwanese dollars.
400万台币啊！你要换算一下哈。那么第二位是黄金币先生啊，黄金币大师啊。
And then there's a Mr. Huang.
他是很细的，很细腻的，慢慢画，慢慢画。
His paintings are very detailed.
一笔十块，一笔十块这样画。
And each stroke you can say is 50 cents.
他的一张图呢，可以卖到台币的500万。
And each of his paintings can sell for 5 million.
他们的画都去看过啊，都到故宫去看过啊。台湾的博物馆去看过。
You can see his paintings in the museums in Taiwan.
另外一位呢是欧豪年大师哈，豪年欧哈。
And the third one is a Mr. O.
他为了要画马，他去买一匹马把它杀掉。
His specialty is painting horses, so he even one time bought a horse.
因为在华人界当中，只要说画马，一定是欧豪年。
And he killed.The horse to dissect the horse, and so people always associate his name with painting horses.
他把马杀了之后
So after he killed the horse,
剥它的骨头啊，那骨头怎么排的？
He even arranged the bones of the horse.
大概是 一匹马，大概是十万块美金了。
And so every painting of the horse can sell for about $100,000.
好了，现在市场上要买他们的东西。
So now, if you are on the market to buy these paintings,
这张图啊，真的从他手上画出来的吗？
How can you tell if this painting is really genuine?
是不是真品啊？真品，看什么地方？
How do you know if it's authentic? Where do you look?
绝对100%先看印章。
Of course, you must first go to the stamp, the seal on it.
为什么讲这一个？
Why?
真耶稣教会这张图呢，要看真的还是假的，看印章。
For example, this image of the true Jesus Church, in order to tell if it's genuine or not, we must first look at the seal.
星期五晚上来聚会的弟兄姐妹，你有没有回去找印章啊？
And for those who came on Friday night, did you go and look for the seal in this book?
我想我们这样讲比较轻松一点了哈，虽然是讲的那么严肃，还是轻松一点。来看一下啊，看这个印章在哪里。
Let's find where this seal is found in this book.
你现在就知道了，以弗所书一章十三节。
You probably already know it's in chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
以弗所书一章十三节十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
因为我们已经讲过《以弗所书》三章，一章三节到十四节是荣耀颂。
We already mentioned before that verses 3 to 14 of this chapter is a song of glory.
它有两个主题。
And there are two topics within.
七个项目，七个纲要。
And also seven items in this song.
两个主题是什么
？What are the two topics?
第一个是先存的教会。
First is the pre-existing church.
第二个是神救赎的计划。
Second is the plan of God's salvation.
一些是去年兄弟完成的第二本书。
So, last year I finished writing the second book of this series.
不过还没有印出来。
Although it hasn't been published.
那么这一段的中文圣经你看不出来，它是一个诗歌。
In the Bible, it's hard to tell that this is a song.
在外文有些是印成诗歌的一个模式。
But in some versions of the Bible, these verses are laid out in verse.
啊，最特别是从三节到十四节，它是一句话而已。我们分了好几节，它没有，它是一句话，圣经最长的一句话。
And most people think that verses 3 to 14 are actually one continuous sentence.
那现在我们来看它的印章。
Now, let's look at the seal.
十三节那个地方讲
，verse 13
啊，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记啊。这里马上讲啊，一个印记是什么？应许的圣灵。
Here it talks about you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise、
啊。我们要养成习惯啊，应许的圣灵已经成为神学界的专用名词。
We must understand that the promise of the Holy Spirit, this has now become a theological term.
这是兄弟第三本要写的。
This is the third book in this series that I'll write about.
圣灵的活动在历史的轨迹或是在历史的进程。
Which will regard the activities of the Holy Spirit from a historical perspective.
因为一般教会把应许的圣灵跟圣灵的感动搞不清楚。
Because most Christian denominations have mixed up the promised Holy Spirit and also the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们的信徒是会了解。
Of course, for us, we understand this truth.
但是我们一直没有一个很清楚的理论来说明。
But perhaps we don't have a very clear thesis to explain this properly.
因为它是两个不同的字的。
Because Actually, these are two different words.
一个是礼物，一个是恩赐啊 ，charismas 跟这个 gift 是不一样的。
In the original Greek, we see that one is doria and one's charisma.
这个是我在研究所当中也是花了将近半年时间去看这一部分的资料。
I in fact have spent about half a year researching this topic.
我一直觉得很奇怪。
And I find this very strange.
一般教会这些。原文专家多得不得了。
That most theologians of other denominations, they know the original languages so well.
还有一些神学家可以用希腊文写日记的呢，用古希腊文写日记、啊。
Even some theologians, they write their they use the original Greek, ancient Hebrew to write in their diaries.
不是 Hebrew, 是 Greek.
Okay, Greek.
他们说我们要像保罗一样用希腊文写日记。
They say I would like to write.Like Paul did using the ancient Greek.
我们教会可能可以做到这一点，可能只有科传道。
Perhaps there's only Preacher Koch who could do this in our church today.
他们都是专家。
They're all experts in the languages.
圣经都看那么多次。
And they read the Bible so many times.
很奇怪，弄不清楚。
But it's very strange that they did not distinguish these two.
我们一看就很清楚了。
But for us, we can see it very clearly.
应许的圣灵有它的进程。
The promised Holy Spirit has its progress.
Program, yeah.
His progress.
所以呢，我们就知道呢，我们教会呢，如果没有主耶稣启示，真的我们不懂的，我们不会懂的。
So unless we have entered into the true Jesus Church, it's very hard to. You will not understand this truth.
在第七图像开始的时候，先放一个印章。
So in the beginning of these seven images.We see this seal. This is the first analogy. Because in the old days, when their letters were being passed around, it could have been related to business, or it could have been with official business of the empire.
我在这边不必讲有关圣灵的问题。
Here, I won't talk aboutHow it's related to the Holy Spirit.
我要介绍这个印章的作用做什么。
But I would like to first introduce what seals were used for in the ancient times.
这个印章呢是从公元前三千多年这个苏美王朝的时候就已经有了。
In the ancient Sumer civilization, about 3000 BC, they already invented this concept of having a seal on documents.
在人类历史当中。
So in human history,
最早的是苏美王朝。
The first civilization was the civilization of Sumer.
那第二个是阿卡的王朝。
The second civilization was Akkad.
他们翻译的，他们听过讲课的。在创世纪十章第十节有一个亚甲，那是阿卡的。
And in fact, this name is mentioned in Genesis chapter 10, verse 10.
那么苏美人呢，很会做生意。
And Sumerians were very business oriented.
所以呢，他们就把他们的产品。农产品送到这个阿拉伯半岛这边。
So when the Sumerians were shipping their grain and their crops to the Arabian Peninsula,
这个时候已经有亚摩利人了。
At that time, there are already the Ammonites.
那么这些游牧民族，他们很多的这种产品啊，也希望来换取他们的粮食。
Of course, the Ammonites also had their own goods that they would like to proceed with trade in with the Sumerians.
比如说Samuel 算是老板呐哈。
For example, if Samuel's a boss.
我是仆人呐哈。
And I'm a servant.
他就交代我啊。
Then he would tell me.
陈某某。你把这些货物送到什么地方去
Please take this shipment of goods to this place.
这一出去都是一个月两个月啊。
And when they take these goods out, it's about a month or so.
可是问题出来了。
But then there is a problem.
托付东西会减少，托付话会增加。交托你送东西出去到最后都减少的啦。
There's a problem is that,When you send a shipment of goods out, it's going to slow. People are going to skim off the top.
那跟你讲说，哎，你去跟谁讲什么话？讲到最后越讲越多。
And then, if you were to give a statement for someone to pass along, people are going to add on top of it.
好了，东西送过去了。
So let's say these goods are shipped out.
本来送五十份。
Maybe there were 50 units.
到那边剩下三十份。
When it gets to the destination, maybe there are only 30 units.
中间这个拿一点，那个偷一点就被偷走。
Perhaps there were middlemen in the middle involved, and they took some from the goods.
他拿到三十份之后
，After the recipient gets the 30 units,
就把三十份的钱交给我。
Then the money for the 30 units are given to the servant.
我就拿回来给。
Then the servant will give it back to the boss.
哎，五十文怎么变成三十文的钱呢？
And the boss would say, "Didn't I give you 50 units? How come I only got 30 units of money?"
老板问我说，我不知道。
And then the servant would say, "I don't know."
永远都发生问题啊。
So there's always been this issue with business shipments.
但是苏美人很聪明啊。
But Sumerians were very intelligent.
好，第二次在送的时候。
So the second time they make this shipment,
就跟这个员工讲。
Then they tell this worker,
陈胜请我跟你讲哦，这里面是五十份哦。
There are 50 units here, worker.
同时就送给那土的那个很大的一团土给他，一个用土烧起来的，土烧起来一个啊，
and then,
一个土蛋啊，一个土蛋一样一个。
And they will give him a clump of soil.
里面呢就放了五个石头在里面。
Inside this clump of soil are five stones.
然后把它烧成一个
It would be baked into 烧烂了
烧的硬硬的
It would be hardened in the oven.
要烧以前
And before it is baked.
用它这个记号盖上去
He would seal it with his symbol.
就跟这个人讲
And he would tell this worker.
你这个顺便送去给他
Please send this shipment to the buyer.
好，现在东西送过去了。
So the worker will bring the goods over.
对方拿到这个土团了。
When the recipient sees this baked soil,
他就问这个员工。
Then he will ask the worker.
你老板交代你拿多少来
？How many units did your boss tell you to ship over?
他说交代四十份。
And then the worker would say 40 units.
你中间已经偷拿十份了。
So in his heart, he had already stolen 10 units.
那对方就把土堆打破，啪，打破。
The buyer would then take this baked soil and break it.
一看是五个石头。
Inside, he'll see there's five stones.
就把员工说送回去，你少了十份，拒收。
And then he would tell this worker, "I'm sorry, please send the shipment back. There's some units that are missing."
所以这个员工回去要被处罚了。
So then, this worker is going to go back with his shipment, and he will be punished.
你中途偷卖十份出去嘛
？Because then it will be discovered that he stole 10 units on the journey.
这是历史记载当中最早使用印章的方法。
So this is the first usage of seals in ancient civilizations.
所以以后再送出去的时候不敢偷了。
So the next time he goes out to send goods, he will not dare to steal anything.
那团土上面一定有足一个盖章。
On that baked soil ball, there is a seal.
啊，这个章有两种，有两种印章。
And there's two types of seals.
啊，一种是直接拿上去盖的。
One is you directly place the stamp on the soil.
这最简单的。
This is the simplest way.
啊，因为这个会被仿冒啊，被人家啊这个。
But this also may erode.
所以就是弄得比较复杂的。
So you might use a more complicated seal.
用滚动的，唰，滚动一下，用滚的啊，啊 ，roll.
So you might roll it.
Yeah, 这样滚一下啊，就不容易血了，不容易冒黄了。
So, oh, okay. It might be easily forged. Sorry, the seal might be easily forged. So instead, you might do a rolling type of seal, which is not easily forged.
这种文化呢，在东方非常普遍。包括我们华人都用印章。
So this type of seal is very common in the ancient East, including in Asia too.
所以呢，到罗马时期呢，会印记就是跟这个有关系。
So in Rome,
到罗马时期
，in the Roman time, they also had seals.
还是用这种东西。
They also had a similar concept.
今天我们要看这张图画是不是啊这位大师画的
？So today, if we're trying to tell if a photo is a genuine masterpiece,
那个放大镜拿起来先看印章。
The person will use a magnifying glass to look at the stamp.
这个印章有没有被偷改过
？And they'll see that if this stamp has been forged.
这个印章是不是原来张大千的
？And If they tell that this is authentic,
还要研究、啊、
that is from Mr. Chang.
张大千一生当中用几颗印章，几枚印章都要知道啊。 专家都知道的。
Of course, the experts also know how many type of stamps and what kind of stamps Mr. Chang had in his lifetime.
他跟老师的时候用什么印章啊？跟人家学的时候用什么印章啊
？That this was the stamp he used when he was still a student. This was the stamp that he used when he was a teacher.
他跑到敦煌的时候用什么印章啊？一个地方啊，敦煌印章。
When he went to this region to paint paintings.This was the seal that he used.
他到台湾的时候用什么印章？
When he came to Taiwan, this was the seal that he used.
他到国外的时候，巴西的时候用什么印章？
When he went to 巴
西利亚，
When he went to Brazil, this was the stamp that he used.
他回到台湾的时候用什么印章？
And when he came back to Taiwan, this was the new stamp that he used.
他这一套，他的整个一生，
This whole set of stamps
在台湾称作张学。
Is
张大千的学问
even titled is given a title the school of Chang.
只要这一方面的学他就研究他的资料
Because these are people who have studied in detail the whole life of Mr. Chang.
啊，今天我们真耶稣教会
Now for us in the True Jesus Church
是一张图像
We also are an image.
借着可以看到的属世的图画来说明属灵的真理，这个叫图像。
We know that this image is a physical picture, but it refers to the heavenly realm.
所以我们可以看到很多 logo 那个标志啊，你看到这个标志是啊，这是那个公司，它这个图像是代表什么，都蛮有意义的，都有意义的。
So also sometimes when you look at logos for different companies, you see that.The symbols that they use also represent something about the company.
其实圣经里面都运用过了。
So the Bible also has this type of usage of these images.
啊，举个例子，大祭司的服装啊。
Let me give you an example. The garments of the high priest.
跟他的会幕的布幔。
And also the
幕围啊，那围子 tabernacle 那个围子。
The fencing around the tabernacle.
颜色是一样的。
The color is the same.
一般人不可以用的。
This is a color that no ordinary person is allowed to use.
所以古代就已经有这种做法了。
So in ancient times, they already had this type of custom.
神给他们的智慧。
This was the wisdom that God gave them.
今天我们真耶稣教会。
Today for our True Jesus Church.
从使徒时代以来。
Starting from the apostolic era,
啊，领受的是应许的圣灵。
We have received the promised Holy Spirit.
这个应许从什么时候开始
？When did this promise begin?
从约珥先知开始。
Actually, it was already foreordained in the book of
Joel,
and especially in Joel chapter 2, verse 20.
以赛亚先知又讲。
Later, Isaiah also repeated this.
以西结书三十六章。
Ezekiel 36 also talks about this.
到主耶稣跟门徒吹口气又讲。
Later on, Jesus breathed on the disciples and also repeated about the promised Holy Spirit.
使徒行传二章一开始。
And in Acts chapter 2,
圣灵降临。
This was the beginning of the descent of the Holy Spirit.
使徒彼得马上讲第一篇啊，这个宣道时。
And when Peter preached his first sermon.
彼得总共讲了在使徒行传里头，彼得总共讲了七篇，又是七的七篇。
Peter spoke a total of seven sermons in the book of Acts.
他的第一篇
，and his first sermon,
提到约珥书
immediately
约珥先知
references the book of Joel.
这个我们领受的就是那个时候神经应许的。
That the Holy Spirit that we have received today is the promise that was written so many years ago.
离他们当时八百年。
It actually was about 800 years apart, these two events.
离我们今天教会2800年。
And the pouring of the Holy Spirit also separates us today about 2000 years.
今天在你我身上的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit that is in you and me today.
这个应许的圣灵。
This promised Holy Spirit.
是神在2000多年前就应许给我们的。
Is a promise that Jesus promised to us 2000 years ago.
对教会来讲。
So for the church,
是创立世界之前就有的。
Actually, it was even before creation.
我们可以看得到神的工程都是非常可怕的，都是那个都几千年、几百年的。
So we see how God's work, His planning, it spans a great extent of time.
慢慢的一个一个这样应验下来。
And slowly, it's a progressive revelation.
欧洲有的会堂是设计300年、400年才盖完的。
In Europe, there are some cathedrals that were designed and planned for several centuries before they were completed.
哦，还是这边接一点，那边接一点，这样慢慢接，接成一个大会堂。
We know that some cathedrals, one part's completed first, then there are additional works that are put on top of the original building.
看，论到教会是创立世界以前就已经设立下来。
But then, think about how the church already pre-existed before creation.
论到领受的圣灵是2000多年前应许的。
And then when we talk about the promised Holy Spirit, this was already planned over 2,000 years ago.
我个人在整理这一资料的时候也吓一跳啊！哎呀，怎么这么大的恩典呢？
So when I was looking through and researching this topic, I also was astonished that how come we have received such a great grace?
对一个一般信徒来讲，哇，受圣灵很高兴，就这样。
For a typical believer, we may be joyful that we receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个真耶稣教会。
And this occurs in the True Jesus Church.
啊，真的圣灵同在。
The True Jesus Church has the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
这也是一种感受。
Of course, this is one type of feeling.
但是我们今天要更进步，要更提升一点。
But we should also elevate this understanding and feeling in the church of the church.
用那么长的时间应许，今天来轮到我们身上。
Because this promise, this Holy Spirit that has come to dwell in you today is something that was foreordained 2,000 years ago.
那么这个印章要印证什么？
And what is this seal supposed to do?
这个印记呢，原来意思是封印啊，封印就是公文用卷的。
Seals originally were to seal a scroll,
然后贴上当时用的一种土。
And after the scroll is rolled up, there's a type of clay that's put on.
没有那个土，最简单，点蜡烛。
If you don't have that special type of clay, then you use the wax of a candle.
趁转的时候把印章打进去。
And when the wax is still in liquid form, you would place your stamp on it.
所以他就说，所应许的圣灵啊 ，seal 啊，它是封印，把它封起来，封起来。
So here it says you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. It also connotes that we are closed up.
所以你马上想到
rolled up，
想到启示录。几个印章。
And this also may remind you of the seven seals in Revelation.
所以这种印章就是神在用的。
So God also, the seals are used by God.
今天把这个印章盖在我们的教会。
This seal now has been placed on our church.
这是我们一个极大的恩典。
This is an amazing grace for us today.
第一个图像。
This is the first image.
那么在一章当中有第二个图像，哎，这个对，有第二个图像。
In the same chapter, chapter one, we have the second image.
是跟教会有关系的。
And this is related to the church again. 看一下，
我们看一下啊，这个以弗所书啊一章的22节到23节。
Let's turn to chapter one, verse 22 and 23.
一章22节到23节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 and 23。
这里说，又将万有伏在他脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。23节。
Verse 23。
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。这里讲教会跟基督的关系。
Here it talks about the relationship between Christ and the church。
他说，让万有呢伏在神的脚下。
Here it says that all things were put under his feet.
也就是耶稣基督。
And this his is talking about Jesus Christ.
基督呢，成为教会，做万有的头。
And not only that, and gave him, Jesus Christ, to be head over all things to the church.
这个万有呢，它就是世界，指世界。
Here, all things refers to the world.
那么到23节就做这一节的上一节的说明。
Verse 23 further explains 22。
说教会是他的身体。
It says the church is his body.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
那这一段经文。
So this verse.
有一部分跟后面的有重叠。
Actually, repeats itself later on in Ephesians,
就是第五章的地方,
which is in chapter 5.
基督是教会的头,
it says that Christ is the head of the church,
就像丈夫是妻子的, 的头,
just like the husband is the head of the wife.
但是这两个地方有什么不一样?
But what are the differences in these two, verses?
我们要注意23节。
Let's take note of verse 23.
以弗所书一章二十二节跟二十三节，重点是在二十三节。
The emphasis of these two verses, verse 22 and 23, is actually 23.
二十二节呢，重复出现，我们就放在第五章的地方。
Verse 22 repeats itself in chapter 5, verse 23.
那这一段他说，教会是基督的身体。
But chapter 1, verse 23 is saying how the church is Christ's body.
是那充满万有者所充满。
And it's emphasizing the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这两个充满是不一样的，不一样字眼的。
Fullness and fills is two different words.
前面这个是那充满者是单数名词是基督的充满。
Here, fullness is talking about Jesus Christ's filling the church.
生命恩典的充满。
It's talking about a fullness of life, a fullness of grace.
万有者所充满，那个所充满是这个动词啊，是使他丰丰满满的。
And then who fills all in all, it is a verb here, as opposed to a noun.
这也是在说明了教会应该满有基督的恩典跟荣耀。
It's talking about how the church will have Christ's grace and Christ's life.
我常常举一个例子啊。
So let me give you an example.
我说我们欧美社会不太晓得啊，在国内呢，好像是流行很瘦啦，瘦到变成纸片人啦，很瘦啊。
So in Taiwan, it's very common for people to be so skinny that they're like a stick.
甚至瘦到像一张纸一样啊，风一吹就要倒下去了。
And maybe as thin as a piece of paper.A sheet of paper,
政府就讲话了，不要一直减胖啊，太瘦不行啊，
怎
么发这个讯息出来啊。
They might fall over with the wind. Of course, there's also,
因为曾经出现啊几次，好几个都是在医院啊治疗着死掉，因为太瘦了，减肥减到瘦到不像话，死掉了。
Of course, there are many warnings to the population not to try to lose so much weight, because there are examples of people who lost so much weight they died in the hospital.
当然这个什么是胖，在每个社会都不一样了哈。
Of course, what is regarded as overweight is slightly different in each society.
在看这个语所述的时候，这个地方觉得很好笑啊。
But one thing that's very humorous here in Ephesians.
他说这教会要胖的啦。
It says, which is his body, the fullness, which is connotes that the body is strong. It is also even chubby.
神会把很多的恩典，神会把很多的能力浇灌给你。
That God will give the church many gifts, many abilities and grace.
所以教会不是瘦巴巴的。
So the church is not a skinny stick.
有机会哈，你看一看去中东去看一看犹太的女孩子哦，虽然不是 jumbo 了哈，但是还是很壮的哈，真的很壮的。
So if you were to go to the Middle East, the women there, of course they're not overweight, but you can see that they are quite strong.
他们结婚典礼的时候都已经跳土风舞的。
And whenever they have wedding banquets, they are.They do a lot of dancing.
在那个 hotel 啊，那个大旅馆啊，后面有个空地，很大的空地啊。
And they like to hold the banquets in the halls, large halls in hotels.
啊，他们就都是草坪啊，都草坪，长草的。
Oh, actually, this is like a field of a hotel.
啊，下午他们结婚典礼都是下午四点多。
And they like to hold their weddings around 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
他们就搭一个花棚子。
And then they will put a tent
用花
made of flowers.
啊，这个拉比呢，这个哎，结婚典礼祝福啊，就祝福了。
And the rabbi will bless the couple.
那么新郎新娘就带着大家带领大家跳土风舞啊。
And then all the guests with the couple will dance their traditional dances.
一直跳跳跳跳到讲台上来了，那边的台子很大的台子。Some
even dance and wind up going to the stage.
哇，一跳到声音很大，砰砰砰砰的，很高兴。And
it's very loud, a type of banquet.
哇，身体都很强壮的。And
you can see that many of them are very strong.
他们身体不壮不行啊。 打仗的时候，那么女孩子二十岁是要当兵啊，二十岁全部都要当兵的。
And in Israel, if you are 20 years old, male and female have to be part of the national army.
太瘦的话，你拿把枪拿不动的。
If you're too skinny, how can you carry the gun?
啊，所以你要到这个国家去，我觉得最好笑就是啊，那个男兵女兵呢、啊，穿着制服。
So what I find pretty humorous of the Middle East is that the uniforms that the
军服啊,
that the soldiers, the male and female soldiers wear,
男兵里面是扛一把枪，长的枪。
The men, they carry rifles.
就两个躲在墙角呢，谈恋爱。讲亲密的话了。
Yeah. So I saw a male soldier and a female soldier, falling in love.
我在全世界奇观了，大概就这个国家了。
And I find that I think this is probably unique to this country, Israel.
我们问那导游说：“你怎么知道呢？”我们问那爱导说：“你怎么知道他们在？”
And if this was pointed out by the tour guide, and we asked him, "How do you know that they are in love?"
他说：“我就参加过他们的结婚典礼。”
He said that, "Oh, I've attended their wedding before."
那所以呢，他整个国家啊，都是偏那种啊。体魄好的啊，会战争的。
So the whole country itself promotes a healthy population that can fight.
今天我们教会呢也是要丰满。
And it's very similar to our church today. We also need to be full.
啊，不是指我们每个姐妹来讲啦，是说啊，这个教会体制本身是要丰富。
Of course, this is not talking just to the sisters. We're talking about the church as a whole needs to have this abundant strength.
啊，你讲到丰，一讲到丰满。
When we talk about fullness,
啊，在圣经文学里头，这是从背景来看呢。
From a biblical background point of view,
在整个圣经文学在研究的时候
，especially in Bible literature, when you're studying biblical, literary forms,
你只要看到背景是沙漠
，when you see that a desert is mentioned,
一定是考验
，you can tell that there's probably going to be something to do with trials and tribulations,
一定是煎熬的。
Something that's very difficult.
以色列百姓在旷野四十年被煎熬。
For example, the Israelites were in the wilderness, in the desert, so they were tried and tested.
只要看到它是海的。
If you see the story has to do with the sea,
就是
the ocean,
动荡摇动。
Then you could tell that the event probably has something to do with turbulence.
约拿的故事。
For example, the story of Jonah.
一讲到丰富丰满
Once we talk about fullness and abundance,
不要忘记路德记
Then don't forget about the story of Ruth.
它整个背景都是在一个啊这个田园之间呢。
Most of her story takes place in the harvest fields.
所以有时候我们从这个背景会了解到说神在整个啊这个圣经的启示当中都很有一个规律的。
So we could tell that a lot of the Bible itself is very orderly.
路德记不是只有所谓的这种宗教教育啊。
Because Ruth is not merely just religious teachings.
也不是只有婆媳这种伦理教育啊。
Nor is it just merely talking about proper relationships and proper morals and ethics.
它是一个救恩的宣扬。
Actually, Ruth proclaims salvation.
表达外邦人的蒙恩啊。
And it prefigures how Gentiles will also come to grace.
这当中这两个女人最重要。
And these are two very important women in the Bible.
拿俄米她所表明的是犹太的教会。
Naomi prefigures the Jewish church.
她拥有律法的常识。
That they have the law within them.
可是后来离开犹大地。
But she later left the land of Judah.
路德是一个外邦女子。
Ruth was a woman of Gentile lands.
她要表明的是外邦的教会。
She represents the church made of Gentiles.
路德没有碰到拿俄米，她不可能成为犹太的媳妇。
If Ruth did not meet Naomi, there was no way she could have been the daughter-in-law of a Jew.
但是一定要回到普阿斯的田地。
But eventually they had to come into the land of Boaz.
你看大麦小麦那么丰富啊，丰满啊。
There are many types of grains in this field.
好了，路德跟普阿斯结婚。
So later, Boaz and Ruth were to marry.
今天的外邦教会就必须借助于这些旧约时期这些律法，这些犹太人的经典。
So that prefigures how the Gentile church also has to enter into the realm of the Jewish church and the law.
这部分留给路德记的传道去讲好了。
I'll save that for future Bible seminars on Ruth.
但是一个很重要的地方。
But it's a very important point.
路德跟波阿斯结婚之后。
That after Ruth and Boaz married,
生下大卫的系统。
They gave birth to the lineage of David, King David.
今天我们真教会，我们真耶稣教会领受恩典之后。
So today, for the true Jesus Church, which has received God's grace,
当我们跟这位大差主、跟这位波阿斯合一的时候
After we have been united with the rich man like Boaz,
耶稣基督要来。
Then Jesus Christ will come again.
路德记是旧约当中最短，而且它的内涵意最有意思的。
Ruth is just a short book in the Old Testament, but it is very meaningful.
它里面还包括家谱学啊，家谱的系统啊。
It of course inside the Ruth, we also learn about genealogies.
推荐一位传道给大家去邀请啊。
And I would like to refer you to a pastor.That you can invite for this Bible seminar.
台湾的赵明阳传道
，which is a preacher Zhao in Taiwan.
他可以讲路德记中的律法观里面的十七个律法。
He can approach Ruth from the perspective of the law, how there's 17 Mosaic laws hidden in Ruth.
他曾经讲过路德记中的家谱学。
He can also talk about the genealogies in the book of Ruth.
他还可以讲有关外邦跟犹太人教会的蒙恩。
He can also talk about how the church made up of Gentiles and the church made up of Jews can receive grace.
我跟他说我已经等你啊，等了15年，希望你写出一本书出来。你还在那边晃啊，都没有写出来啊。
And I've always told him, I've been encouraging you for 15 years to write about this, to publish a book about this.
他太忙了，他真的太忙了。
But indeed, he's pretty busy.
我个人是比较跟诸位接触的机会比较少。
For myself personally, I probably have less opportunities to meet all of you.
有些弟兄姐妹说听过声音没有见过的人。
Because a lot of people like to say that I've seen your name or I've heard your voice before, but I haven't seen you in person.
因为我大部分就是关在这个房间里头偷写东西。
Because usually I'm hidden in a room somewhere trying to write something.
真的，外面工作或是行政都太多这个思想，这个要写是很困难。
And indeed, if you take up a lot of work that involves traveling to other places, it's hard to have a complete thought to write.
我一直拜托这些总会的负责人说，希望不要给我接行政我还是回去写东西比较快的。
So I also often tell my coworkers in the GA to please give me less administrative work so that I can.Just enjoy my time of writing.
希望后年可以这样了可以按照所想的不要再去行政最好。
So, that's my hope for the future too, is to have less administrative work.
这是有关第二个教会的图像比方。
Now, this is the second image analogy of church imagery.
你可以看到一个健康丰满的教会。
And we see that this church is very healthy, is very full.
健康丰满的一个那个女人。
A church is like a woman that is very strong and also very healthy.
因为这是神拣选的。
Because this is the church that God chose.
我们现在看第三个图像。
Let's look at the third image.
第三个图像在第二章的地方。
This is in chapter 2.
以弗所书二章的十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
待会我们这个讲完就要休息了哈。
Of course, after we finish this one, we will take a break.
二章十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
这里说，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。二十节。
Verse 20.
啊、并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。好，我们看到这边、啊、这里也是一个比方。
So, we've read verse 19 and 20. Here, this is also certain analogies.
我们已经讲过比方跟比喻不一样的。
We already mentioned how analogies are different from parables.、
啊、比喻一定有它的故事的情节。
Parables involve a story.
耶稣讲、在马太福音十三章那边讲了七个八个比喻。
So, in Matthew chapter 13, Jesus spoke 7 or 8 parables.、嗯
啊、比喻出现最早的，在圣经里头最早的就是四世纪的第九章，我记得第九章。
The first parable we find in the Bible is recorded in Judges chapter 9.
就是树木立网的、啊、这么一个故事。
This is the parable of the trees and it involved.Who to anoint to be king?、
很多小朋友都喜欢看、卡通影片、啊、
A lot of children like to watch cartoons and
你看那个
different movies.
树木也会讲话，有眼睛、车子也有嘴巴、
And they like to see how trees also have a face, eyes and a mouth. They can talk like cars. They can also have eyes and a mouth. They can talk.
美国的迪士尼呢，那个说是全球知名的、啊。
So this is also very popular. This has been popularized also by Disney.
他每年都会出一个影片啊，都是卡通影片、啊。
And every year Disney likes to make a movie, an animated film.
什么钟楼怪人啊，歌剧魅影啦、啊，这个虫虫危机啦、啊，一大堆、啊，都有些影片了、啊、哈。
So, there's every year there's an animated film.
其实圣经里面找到这种写法了。
And the Bible also has this type of style too.
虽然我们讲的是图像比方。
So this when we talk about images of church.Analogy.
不过你跟比喻也稍微比较一下。
You can compare this to a parable.
它比喻是有故事在写。
Parable has a storyline.
新约当中很出名的浪子的比喻。
And the New Testament is very famous for the parable of the prodigal son.
在新约的圣经文学当中是排第一名的，最被重视的。
So this is usually regarded as the number one parable in the New Testament.
以文学来说明神学。
That uses literature to reveal theology.
以世俗的例子来说明神的救恩。
To use a practical example to reveal God's salvation.
所以浪子的比喻是很出名。
So that's what made it very famous.
那比喻有故事的过程。
Now, again, parables have storylines.
比方不是。
But parables do not.
一个就是对一个。
A parable corresponds to another object directly.
它不再做故事的说明。
There is no storyline to make explanation.
所以我们在看第三个图像的时候。
So when we look at the third image,
它就这么单纯这样讲而已。
It very simply states for us.
十九节说，这个样子你们不再做外人。
Verse 19 tells us you are no longer strangers and foreigners.
也不再做客人。
Nor are you guests.
是跟圣徒同国。
But you are fellow citizens with the saints.
是神家里的人。
You are members of the household of God.
其实他这一段他是相反的，在文学架构当中是相反的对称啊，相反的。
So here in Bible in literature, this is showing contrast.
你把外人跟客旅写好，外人对客旅。
And you're trying to juxtapose.Strangers and foreigners with citizens and saints.
同国的跟家里的人。
So you're comparing the strangers with the people who are in the household of the God.
一个交叉的对比。
So there is a cross reference.
因为外人要对家人才对。
Because
外人对家人。
We see that strangers should reference household.
那客旅呢就对这个 国人。
And foreigners should reference citizens. So you see it's,yeah, the analogy is, in a, it's crisscrossed.
啊，这种排列，不，这种排列法是一种强调性的。
And this type of arrangement of the words is also for emphasis.
他要强调后面神家里的人。
Because he wants to emphasize the household of God at the very end.
所以他这里说的是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
So he wants to say that we are citizens with the saints and also members of God's household.
对啊，犹太人来讲。
So for Jewish people,
啊，种族观念非常强。
They strongly emphasize their own race.
所有的生活都跟这个摩西律法有关系。
All of their lifestyle has to do with their Mosaic law.
所以他不是随便接纳人的。
So Jewish people do not carelessly receive people.
那外人他相对的是，啊，跟外人跟客旅呢，他有什么差别？而且有什么意义呢？
Now, what does strangers and foreigners mean?
外人呢？啊，在原来的意思是局外之人啊，不相干的人。
Strangers, you could say, are people.
Foreigners.
Huh? Foreigners, yeah. Foreigners. Oh, foreigners.
Yeah. 那也或是叫做陌生人呢，不认识的人。
Oh, when it talks about foreigners here.We're talking about people who are of a different ethnicity.
所以跟我们没有关系啊，是我们所不认识的人。
They have nothing, no relationship with us. They have nothing to do with us.
犹太人古时犹太人跟这些外族人，他们是这种关系的。
So Jews had this type of concept for people who were not of their race.
啊，假设我是一个外邦人。
For example, if I was a Gentile,
我跟犹太人做生意。
And I'm trying to do business with a Jew.
我认识他。
And I got to know them.
这是应该是熟悉的。
I should be familiar with them.
你千万不要这样想。
But don't think of their relationship as thus.
他心里头永远把你当作外邦人。
Because in the Jew's heart, they feel that this person is a Gentile.
嗯，我接触过很多的好几次接触到犹太人，就是这种观念。
Many times when I interact with Jewish people, they have this concept in them.
我有个朋友，他开旅行社。
I have a friend who has opened a travel agency.
啊，他办的行程就是中东。
And the most of the itineraries that he sets are to the Middle East.
啊，这些外交人员就被派到台湾去。
And so a 外交的。
哎，外交人员就是那个外事处。
A diplomat. So there was a diplomat who came to Taiwan.
已经都很熟了。
And they were very familiar with this person.
好了，这个以色列的官员他们的家属到台湾来了。
这个
外交人是家属，问问你，这个家庭。
So the diplomat's family also came with him.
哇，这个老板很高兴啊。
And this boss was very happy.
跑到最大的云山啊，这个大饭店呢，办了一桌要请他们。
And he invited them, their whole family, to have a meal with them in the most famous, hotel restaurant.
好了，大家坐下来开始吃饭了。
So everybody sat down to eat.
哇，这个老板，请吃啊。
And this boss of the travel agency was telling them, "Oh, please eat."
他们全家人怎么样呢
？But what did the whole family do?
只有加蔬菜。
They only took of the vegetables.
他说没有，我这个没有猪肉，没有猪肉。
And he said, "Don't worry, I did not order any pork."
是牛肉跟羊肉。
There's only beef and lamb meat here.
啊，谢谢，还是加蔬菜。
And they would just nod their head and say thank you, but they still kept eating of the vegetables.
昨天我们的弟兄姐妹请我吃饭，昨天晚上。
So, for example, yesterday I was treated by some members.
我如果鱼啦虾都不吃，只加蔬菜，你感觉怎么样
？If I eat only of the vegetables and not of the fish or the shrimp,
这个传道
what would they think?
不懂人情啊，请这么好吃的东西，你什么都不跟我夹，气坏。
You would think that, oh, this preacher has no manners. He doesn't know the etiquette of hospitality.
犹太人就是这样。
But this is how the Jews.
他不会吃你准备的肉，他不会吃你准备的这些东西。
This is how the Jews operate. They will not eat any meat of another of a Gentile race.
啊，那个老板说，我一桌20,000块台币呢。
And the boss said to them, or the boss said that, oh, this whole table has about $600 worth of food on it.
嗯，差不多20,000块，2,000，差不多七千块台币吧，哈，哎，7,000块美金。
哦，seven，哦，
哎，700块美金，然后700块美金。
I'm sorry, about $7,000 on it.
结果到最后全部打包带回去自己吃，包起来带回家了。
And event, and the end, he basically had to doggy bag it all and take it home.
你说他，你怎么去跟他接触呢
？So how do you interact with these?
保罗会讲这一句话，有他的那个观念的。
So when Paul was talking about strangers and foreigners, he also had this concept in mind.
他说呢，啊，你们信主之后就不再做外人了。
And after you have believed in Jesus Christ, you are no longer strangers and foreigners.
也不是客人了。
You are not strangers.
是跟神同国，是同家的人。
You are citizens and members of the household of God.
这是一个家庭的形象嘛，一个家庭。
This is a picture of a family.
为什么会这样？保罗为什么这样认识
？Why would Paul, explain the church in this way?
因为他是外邦使徒嘛。
Because he is the apostle for the Gentiles.
我们看加太书。
Let's look at Galatians.
加太书的第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
请看二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
加太书三章二十七节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
是说你们受洗归入基督，都是披戴基督了。二十八节。
Verse 28.
啊，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。二十九节。
Let's look at 29.
你们既属基督，就是亚伯兰的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的人。这一段呢跟亚伯拉罕有关系。
So this passage has to do with Abraham.
我们昨天提到创世纪的十二章一节、二节、三节。
And yesterday we also mentioned Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 4.
三个离开，七个应许。
Three departures in this passage, seven promises.
神拣选亚伯拉罕。
When God chose Abraham.
他说你要离开本地、本族、父家，三个离开。
He said, please depart.Your family, your land, and also,
本地啊，土地啊。
Get out from your country, your family, and from your father's house.
然后我给你七个应许。
And I'll give you seven promises.
这一句话是旧约神学的一个很重要的起头。
And this is a beginning, of Old Testament theology.
他讲我要给你成为尊大的。
That I will make you a great nation.
我给你后裔。
I will give you descendants.
成为大国。
I will make you a great nation.
赐福给你。
I will give you many blessings.
祝福你的，我祝福他。
I will bless those who bless you.
咒诅你的，咒诅他。
I will curse him who curse you.
最后一句话。
And the final statement.
万族要因你得福。
In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
犹太人怎么不懂呢？
How could the Jews not understand this statement?
犹太人真的不懂圣经。
But in truth, they do not understand the Bible.
他把万族当作所有的支派。
They regard that all families should be the tribes that they have.
犹太人出去的这些万族才是亚伯兰的得福气。
That only the tribes of Israel, all these families will be blessed because of Abraham.
保罗说不对。
But Paul said this is incorrect.
万族就是所有的百姓。
All families refers to all the nations and ethnicities in this world.
是大公性的 public 的，是大普遍的。
All families refers to a public.
而这句话也是
great family.
使徒行传一章八节，这些使徒他们所感受到的这句话，万族得救的使徒行传一章八节。
And this is also what the apostles.Experienced in Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
基督的见证要传到地极。
That they should be witnesses for Jesus Christ to the end of the earth.
犹太人的信仰是内向的。
The Jewish faith was very internal.
出生八天行割礼。
That on the eighth day after being born, they would perform circumcision.
那具有自然条件的这个犹太信徒。
And then they are officially a Jewish member.
只传自己同胞，不传外人的。
So they would only keep the faith within themselves, not towards the outside world.
主耶稣成全的救恩。
But the salvation that Jesus Christ established
往外的
is very external. It goes towards the outside.
箭头是指向外面的。
We know that the target is the outside.
万民得救的。
So that all peoples can be blessed.
这是主耶稣跟门徒讲的。
This is what Jesus Christ told the apostles.
所以使徒行传就是一直发展，一直发展。
So we see in Acts, this was what was developing in the whole book.
今天亚拿尼亚去跟扫罗说。
On one day, Ananias went to speak to Saul.
你是我拣选的器皿。
To tell him that you are a chosen vessel of mine.
要在外邦人当中。
To bear my name before Gentiles.
要在君王面前。
And also before kings,
还有犹太人
and the children of Israel.
所以不敢说保罗这句，这个亚拿尼亚这句有什么特别意义啊？
So
顺序有什么特别意义啊？
So we do not think too much about the order of what Ananias received.
但是把犹太人放在最后面。
But we do see that the children of Israel is placed last in this.In this sequence.
所以保罗他成为外邦的使徒。
So Paul also called himself an apostle to the Gentiles.
写给加太书的时候。
So when he wrote to the Galatians,
他说你们既属基督。
He said that you now belong to Christ.
就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And therefore you are Abraham's seed.
是照着应许承受产业的。
And therefore in you're also heirs according to the promise.
因为在得救系统，我们就可以画出一张图表出来。
So in the system of salvation, we can draw a picture.
神的选民
that God's chosen people
从亚伯兰开始
started with Abraham,
一直延续到使徒时，延续到主耶稣时代。
And then it progressed until Jesus's era.
但是因为这些犹太人把主耶稣钉死
but becauseThe Jews crucified the Lord Jesus.
这个救赎的系统到这里停止。
The system of salvation stopped at this point.
救恩转到外邦人。
And you can see that it made a turn to the Gentiles.
而犹太教就成为基督宗教的仇敌。
And then Jews became the enemies of the Christian church.
这个救赎的系统就跑到外邦人来了。
And then the whole system of salvation came to the Gentiles.
犹太这边完全没有停止了。
And the salvation stopped for the Jews.
要等到什么时候？
And when will it be returned to
them? 罗马书十一章所讲的。
In Romans chapter 11, it says.
到末后的时候。
That in the last days.
神才重新拣选这些犹太人。
Then God will once again re-elect these Israelites.
这个救赎才要转过来。
Then salvation will make a U-turn back to them.
跟他们结合。
And it will be united with them.
这么两千年下来。
For these 2,000 years.
你今天去研究犹太人的信仰。
If you were to research the faith of the Jews.
都跟摩西律法很大的差异。
Actually, it has great discrepancies with the Mosaic law.
加上很多的东西。
There are so many things that were added on.
你今天跟人问说，哎，你们的律法不是这样写吗？
You can ask them, wasn't your law written like this?
他说没有，我们的先民呢，告诉我们怎么做。先民是这么一个经典呢，一个先民的一个另外一个经典啊，先民呢说告诉我们这样做的。
They would say no. This is what the Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah has told us to do.
那是传统啊。
This is the tradition that we received.
主耶稣都骂过他们了。
Of course, Jesus had rebuked them for this.
遵守人的传统啊，不遵守神的话。
That you have overemphasized tradition over the words of God.
所以你现在千万不要去相信犹太人讲的。
So please do not believe what the Jews say.
不可信的。
It is not for us to believe.
我那很多资料回来看说，怎么会这样呢？
A lot of Christians may ask, how come they do it like this now?
啊，变了很多。
We see that there have been a lot of changes.
那因此呢，救恩就转到我们这边来。
So at that time, that was when salvation came to us, the Gentiles.
这个救恩怎么连接起来
？And when will salvation be recombined with them?
因为耶稣基督。
It's actually is connected to us because of the Lord Jesus.
我们这个得救的系统从耶稣基督接上来的。
The system of salvation came to us because of Jesus Christ.
对于这种犹太人的信仰。
That for the Jews and their faith.
啊，保罗，我们最后再多五分钟给我，我们要看保罗怎么来说明这种救恩。
I'll use the last 5 minutes to talk about how Paul talked about this salvation.
这一个很奇怪的接枝花，那个植物的接枝花很奇怪的。
He's talking about a very strange grafting process.
我们来看罗马书的十一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
从十六节来看。
Verse 16 and onwards.
我们要一直要看到二十四节。
To verse 24.
说所信的是心面，若是圣洁，全团也就是圣洁的；树根若是圣洁，树枝也就是圣洁的。十七节。
Verse 17.
若有几根枝子被折下来，你这也敢能得接在其中，一同得着敢能根的肥枝。十八节。
Verse 18.
你就不可向旧枝子夸口，若是夸口，就当知道不是你拖着根。乃是根拖着你，是九节。
Verse 19.
你若说那枝子被折下来是特为叫我接上的，二十节。
Verse 20.
不错，他们因为不信，所以被折下来。你们，你因为信，所以立得住。你不可以自高，反要惧怕。这里保罗讲一个简单的小故事。
Here Paul was giving a small story.
我不晓得在座有没有种水果的。
I don't know if anyone sitting here has planted fruit trees before.
或是你学过接枝法。
Or maybe you've studied the grafting process.
台湾的水果很好吃啊，欢迎大家回台湾吃啊。哎，台湾的水果。
We know that fruits that are planted in Taiwan are very delicious.
接枝法也是当中一个很重要的方法。
We know grafting is a very important technique used.
请你吃完之前动一下脑筋，让肚子饿一点。
And so, please just use your mind a little bit more before we eat.
如果你懂得接枝法的话，
if you know the grafting process,
请问是把好枝子接在坏的树上面，还是把坏的不好的这个枝子接在好树上面？
Let me ask you, do you graft the bad branches on the good tree, or do you graft the good branches on the stump, the roots of a bad tree.
台湾有种高山水梨。
高山的水梨。In Taiwan, there is the mountain water. Peach?
Peach.
Okay. Is it, I mean, I'm sorry, there's a peach.
那台湾的水梨不是很好吃。不是很好吃。
And actually, it's not very tasty.
那就用个办法。
And there's one method they use though.
跟韩国买他们水梨的树枝。
They bought the branches of peach trees in Korea.
买来之后。
After they bought these branches.
一枝就把它剪成三段或是四段。
They cut these branches into 3 or 4 places.
就泡在那个营养的水里面。
And then they would place these branches in some nutritious water.
带到这个园子去的这个水梨园去。
And then they would take these branches into the orchard.
台湾的水梨比较不好吃嘛。
And because these peaches of Taiwan are not as delicious.
他就把一枝剪下来。
So they will cut off that branch.
然后把它接一小段上去。
And they will graft a small branch of this Korean.
不像我讲的这么简单啊，有技术的啦。
Of course, this is not so simple as I'm describing. There's a technique. And then they will wrap it up.
它就开始长了。
And then the branch will grow.
长花出来之后。
Once the branch blossoms.
一定会碰到台湾的雨季啊。
It will come in contact with the rainy season of Taiwan.
所以台湾人很天才啊。
So, this is very, this is very ingenious.
他这就再做一只小雨伞呢，绑在上面。
And they would even put a small umbrella on this branch to cover the flower.
因为我曾经注目过卓南教会，卓南台湾的卓南。
This is true. I've seen this myself.
客家人教会。
When I was in a Zhonan church, which are mostly
我也稍稍会讲一下客家话。
Mostly people from Hakka, they do this.
我帮他们捡过橘子。
I've also picked fruit for them.
因为要访问信徒，就是要到水果园去呀。
Because when you visit the members there, of course you have to visit their also their orchards.
也帮他们扛过水梨呀，扛过那水果啊，扛啊。
I've also carried the baskets of fruit.
我一看，哇，掉下来的那么多啊！
And you see so many fruit falling down.
那个信徒说：“你不要捡了啦，掉的哈、哦、比树上的更多了，像圣经讲的啦，啊，掉的比树上更多。
”And they'll say, "Don't bother picking the ones on the ground. The ones that fall, of course, would be more than the ones on the tree itself."
我说：“不行，收回去，收回去，嘿，嗯，叫他们收回去呀、啊。”我就叫他们收回去、啊。
And I told them to take it away.
把那个烂的就切掉。
To still pick
坏掉的坏掉。
To still pick the ones on the floor and cut off the rotten parts.
只剩下一半了哈。
And then there's only half a fruit left.
说你帮我装一箱。
I said please place these in a box for me.
帮我寄到南台中教会，因为我是属南台中教会的。
And please ship it to my home church.
给老人家吃。
And give it to the elderly people.
我就拿两百块给他，台币两百块。
I gave them
很便宜啊哈。
I gave them about $6.
那信徒说不要了，不要拿钱了。
And they said, "Oh, we won't take your money."
我说你不拿钱，我就不要了。
So they didn't want the money.
我希望跟你们买，我很高兴，你也很高兴，老人家很高兴。
Of course, I was happy to pay for it. I would be happy. They could be happy. The elderly people could be happy.
那么这个。水果结了之后长出来就是很好吃的。
And the fruits that are born after being grafted, they are very delicious.
是要拿好的枝子来结在不好的树上。
So the proper technique is to put the good branches and place it on the originally bad tree.
不要叫听我讲故事哈，看圣经。
But now let's stop the story and go back to the Bible.
圣经的介绍对了没有？
What was the grafting technique of the Bible? Was it correct?
坏的枝子接到好的树上。
Here we see that the bad branches were grafted into the good tree.
拿野橄榄的枝子接在
园中的橄榄树上。
The
wild olive tree was grafted into the original.
所以有人说保罗根本不懂得农业啊。
So some people say Paul does not know agriculture.
但是事实上是这样。
But this is what is recorded.
我们是野橄榄。
And this is what is true of us. We were originally the wild olive tree.
我们能够接到这个好的橄榄树上。
For us to be grafted into the good olive tree.
成为神的家人。
To become a member of the household of God,
成为神的国民。
To be part of God's chosen people,
成为神的这个圣徒。
To be one of God's disciples and saints,
你说我们恩典多大？
How much grace is this for us?
从这个节制我就看得出来了。
So from this passage we can see this.
我们这个恩典真是捡来的，真是捡到的。
From this grafting, we also see that we were picked off the ground.
Yeah. 所以我们就知道这个保罗在这些书信当中很多是好像不合逻辑啊。
So even though it seems like Paul is not making sense, it's not according to general practice.
用这种不合逻辑的讲法来显出神的恩典。
But he's purposely using this to reveal God'schoosing an election of us.
这就是第三个图像。
This is the third image.
我想我们超过时间了。
So we've gone past the time.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
也是查考这些圣经的真理。
And then we can continue to study the truth.
会让我们感受到神恩典真的是很丰富啊。
So indeed, we have felt that God's grace to us is very abundant.
我们下午再继续。
We will continue in the afternoon.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.